This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Poganpole, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis, and by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobin Ott, thank you very much. Welcome to Sports Saturday. Big, big program today. Of course, baseball regionals and softball regionals beginning on Monday. Lots of coverage. We'll be talking about that.
Congratulations to the Lady Panthers of Litchfield and the Bulldogs of Staunton, both regional champions in girls soccer yesterday. So, terrific season for both of those teams.
And they've got a matchup on Tuesday night.
Was that considered an upset, the Staunton over Greenville?
No.
Was Staunton the higher seed?
Staunton was higher seed, okay. Number one seed there.
Because I knew Greenville was hosting it.
Yeah, so, Staunton, very good team this year.
So, congratulations to the Panthers and the Dogs, and Staunton's had a
heck of a year.
Heck of a year, haven't they?
Huh? Yes, they have.
They've done okay.
Been a good sports year around the listening area. We'll talk about that. Yeah. But first, we're going to begin with the bald-headed wonder over there, Tobin Ott.
The bald-headed wonder.
Why not?
Okay.
How you doing, Tobin?
I'm doing okay.
You're lucky. Shave your head in the middle of May and it's 50 degrees.
Thank God it was indoors, not outdoors.
Yes.
Yes.
And even after the head had been shaved, we were downstairs in the moose eating, which was very good food, by the way.
And by the way, why don't you set this up with why we shaved Tobin's head again?
We can set it up again. Yeah, we've been setting it up for a long time. But Tobin, would you like to set it up or you want me to do it?
I'll let you do it.
You're the one that dragged me into this.
Several weeks ago, we had Mike Cerruti out on the program. He was talking about the alumni baseball game, which David participated in and went off without a hitch. That turned out really
it was awesome.
Well.
Weather cooperated.
And so Mike had mentioned how in years past they had looked for someone to raise funds for the Montgomery County Cancer Association along with the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group. They would set a number of donations to reach, and when they reached that number, they would shave their head in front of the community, so to speak, at the pink game between Litchfield and Hillsboro. Unfortunately, that got rained out this year, but Tobin had been raising money for, 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Something like that.
And had a good number. We were at $800 last night, and so we had to shave the head. It was time.
Mm-hmm.
Regionals start on Monday. The season's over. So Donnie Downs and crew
right
sheared
there,
off the hair.
Right there is a whole dangerous.
That's right. There's some nice photographs floating around the interwebs. Yeah. And
more to go up.
More to be on the WSMI Facebook page shortly. But after Tobin's head was shaved, we were down in the moose eating. And donations kept coming in. As people walked in, saw the bald-headed wonder, they couldn't help themselves. They had to donate more. And so, Tobin, with the donations that came in last night, the total wound up being?
$1,022.50.
Terrific.
Yeah. How about that?
That's terrific.
How about that?
And a good sport that Tobin was.
All the way through.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah.
And thanks to everybody who donated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got to keep in mind that Donnie went downstairs before the shaving, the customers downstairs, the members and guests down at the lodge had 152 in there, and then we went down there for dinner
and
more.
And then we added, 50, 60 more to it.
That's great.
I mean, it was well worth it.
Yeah. So. Well worth it. You were a little nervous yesterday here at the station. You could tell you're pacing a little bit more than normal.
I had a busy day.
You had a lot in your mind.
No, well.
That's not a bad look, though, Toe.
It's really not.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I got to get used to it,
It'll take some getting used to. You never know what you're going to look like until all your hair's off, because you never know what your head is shaped like for sure.
As I explained this morning on sports when Tobin sat in with me for a few minutes, he doesn't suffer the malady of headphone hair.
Right.
Because if you wear headphones as a radio announcer, you've got this stripe right across the top of your head where the headphones press down. You've got this band of flat hair. And
it's a problem.
It does. And sometimes you have little tufts of hair sticking out, and it looks kind of goofy. But he doesn't have that problem with headphones.
Not at all.
Not anymore.
Not at all. I want to say this,
Headphones are a little cold, though. But that's all right.
That's all right.
Fortunately, Tobin, it's going to warm up this week, buddy.
It'll be 80 on Monday.
Yeah.
High of 90 on Wednesday.
How about that?
So.
I mean, they need to bring the sunscreen out because I'm doing public address.
You're going to have to invest in a hat. Get a hat.
A Brockabella.
Well, there you go. You need a Brockabella.
You need a Brockabella.
Although Tobin's more of a blues guy, though.
Yeah, that's
true. He needs like a Federico umbrella or something.
There you go.
Something like that.
I got a cardinal hat that I could bust out, or I got a Rays hat.
Rays hat. There you go. I've seen that Rays hat of yours. That's a good hat.
No, okay. That's a good hat.
But yeah, protect the melon, Tobin.
That's right.
Protect the melon.
Do we have a WSMI hat? Heaven forbid.
Surely somewhere.
We can't have a WSMI hat. We have hats here?
It's in the storage closet locked.
Well, I have one of the really, really old WSMI hats. I throw it in my bag for springtime sports and stuff. And
I think Carl's got one of those, too.
I think so, too. But those things.
That's buried on his desk.
That thing's got to be 20 years
old. With a lot of other things.
Anyway.
But, Tobin.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations, man. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Over $1,000 raised. And
I think if we didn't have the two-week delay.
Yeah.
What we could have done, we could have easily probably hit the 1,500 mark.
And last night, while you were getting your head shaved, somebody made the comment that somewhere Uncle Ralph was smiling.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
You know that.
You know darn well that. Yes. That's true. That's true.
And I was at the Montgomery County Cancer meeting. I'm emceeing their cancer event, and I told them about what I was doing and that. So they were. They were ecstatic, so the money's going to two great causes, and I'm glad to help out.
And as Ralph would say, money, and it's put to work here.
Here,
mm-hmm. Yes,
that's the great thing. That's the great thing.
So. But I'm glad I was able to help out, and if it comes back gray, I know who I'm. That's right.
And now on the other side, you were trying to grow a beard, Tim.
Well, I wasn't trying to do anything. As I called Tobin out, I was then called out by Scott and David on the news you can use. And they said that if we got $100 worth of donations out here, I would grow a beard. Knowing full well, I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I don't have the genetics to grow a beard. So I didn't shave for, it was several weeks. And once Tobin had shaved his head, I went home last night and shaved off what was growing.
We thought
on my
were going to have to buy some Scott's lawn fertilizer for you.
We
should have
just
taken
Tobin's leftover hair and put it on your face.
I needed it. Yeah, it would have been an improvement from what I had working.
Oh man!
Well, things worked out.
Yeah,
it's terrific.
But we had fun with it, and it all worked out in the end for a very good cause. And
as you look back, you know the pain games are becoming more and more popular. Yes. They're a great way to bring awareness to. The fundraising efforts for these societies that raise money for cancer. The alumni game went over really well this year, and so that's going to be an annual thing. So,
And that's only going to get bigger.
I think that thing's going to get huge.
I think that was bigger this year than I expected because they ended up getting teams from all four schools, and there's a lot of people there. So, it'll only get bigger.
You know what the next step is, though, guys? You know what it is?
What's that?
Brackets.
I'm
telling you, bracketed tournament. Well, I'm telling you, man.
You'd have to make that multiple days, though.
No.
I don't know.
It is an alumni game. It might have to be multiple.
Short game.
Three-inning game.
Well, a three-inning game. Everybody knows. You go in, it's three innings.
Hey. David, how many days did it take for all the soreness, the residual soreness to go away?
At least a week.
He's a young pup. He's 23 years old.
22 when the game was played.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was rough.
It happens fast. It happens fast.
Well, and when you haven't swung a bat since high school, it
makes
hard
a difference.
It's hard to keep up with pitching. I mean, you can still throw hard, even because you can go out and throw all the time once you've done playing high school ball. But it's when you pick up a bat for the first time since high school, that's something to catch.
You're
up.
You're using muscles you haven't used for a while.
The most difficult skill in any sport, hitting.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
just,
right.
It is. Because you've got the round ball, the round bat, and you got to hit it square, and it just, in theory, it's impossible.
Right.
Yeah, and the double that I did get as I toot my own horn.
Did you close your eyes when you swung?
No, but I believe it was all arms, so mechanically it was not great. Because, it had been so long that I really wasn't having much success with, the whole body thing, so I think it was probably all arms.
You had to improvise in the spot.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you take a look at the skill of hitting and everything that goes into it, not only just to get the bat on the ball, but to actually put it into play so you can advance to get on base. Wow. It is difficult.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason when you get out 7 out of 10 times, you're considered good.
Good. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not easy.
No.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we are going to talk about regional baseball and softball. It starts on Monday. We'll have all sorts of broadcasts. We'll talk about it next.
Kurd's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurd's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurd's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurd's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurd's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:16, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. It will be a little warmer. Expect a high of around 60. Tonight, mostly clear skies. We'll have a low of around 40. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. We'll have a high Sunday in the upper 60s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and warmer. There is a slight chance for rain on Wednesday, however. Expect highs in the 80s. The lows will be in the low 60s. And at 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 51 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Steak on the grill, a crisp salad, and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farms sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes, butter for the vegetables and rolls. For a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion dip, perfect with chips or crunchy fresh veggies. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a plastic pint of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Congratulations to all the seniors at Litchfield High School. From America's Check Cashing and Tax Service, Sarco Hydraulics, U-Belt's Bakery and Restaurant, The Shine Shop Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Young's Roofing, Kerber Eck and Breckel, all of Litchfield, and the Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester, and Pampered Head to Toe in Litchfield, because you're worth it.
Litchfield seniors include Ryan Krabby, Emily Lance, Austin Land, Andrew Law, Logan Lightchew, Austin Matthews, and Jeffrey May.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. Back on WSMI Sports Saturday. Well, the regular season is in the books for baseball and softball. It turned out to be a pretty good season worth of weather, relatively speaking, with the last week kind of not counting. But a lot of games were played. You start looking at the records for the teams. Yes. You know, they're all up around, you know, the 22 to 25 game mark. So they were able to get their ball games in. A lot of times, or maybe sometimes, seedings can be a bit deceiving when you get to postseason just because of the lack of games that were played. Maybe not going to be the case this year, so we should have a pretty good feeling seed-wise to what to expect, Terry, and as far as local, the Gillespie Baseball Regional will have a lot of interest.
Oh, yeah, it will. And the thing about baseball, and we speak about it all the time, is it all comes down to pitching. If your pitcher is on, you're going to have a pretty good shot at winning. If your pitcher is not on, it's going to be a tough day for you. And pitching, even at the major league level, is so goofy and inconsistent sometimes. You have a great feel for the ball one day, and you can't hit the broadside of a barn, so it happens. But at Gillespie, the Carlinville Cavaliers earned the number one seed in that regional tournament, so they will get the first round bye. They will get the winner of the Hillsboro at Pittsfield game on Monday, a game we'll have for you on AM 1540 live. We'll also stream it on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. So that's a matchup between 5th-seeded Hillsboro, 4th-seeded Pittsfield. That's at Pittsfield. Now, Carlinville gets the winner of that game on Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Then Thursday, the number 2 and 3 seeded teams, Litchfield and Gillespie, battle. This, to me, this regional, wide open.
Yes. Hillsboro's had, obviously, a rough year, but the beauty of baseball is I will be a bit surprised if they go over to Pittsfield on Monday and Tom Mazzoli just slams the door. I assume Tom Mazzoli will pitch. He just slams the door shut, and they win. I will not be surprised at all.
Wouldn't shock me the least little bit. Not the least little bit. Number one, I like the level of competition in the South Central Conference, for one. It's not too shabby. So that certainly would – and I don't know much about Pittsfield. Don't know anything about Pittsfield, to be honest with you. They're around 500, I understand. But I'll take my chances.
I know they got a lot of prospects.
Yeah. Tim got a roster from Pittsfield, and they listed the varsity roster. And then instead of having a JV roster, they just listed the names under the heading – prospects.
I've never seen that on a high school roster.
I guess maybe that's a AAA team in Warsaw or Liberty or some town near there. Yeah,
they could be getting the call up next week, perhaps. Yeah, other prospects. What? You mean freshmen and sophomores?
Freshmen and sophomores.
Yes. Uh-oh. Okay.
Those are the guys that go around and pick up the stuff right after at the end of the ball game. So anyway, Carlinville gets the top seed at Gillespie. Cavaliers have had a terrific season. They've got some good pitching, and it all boils down to, as it is in any sport, making sure you don't make mistakes. And that's how baseball is, and so much of it depends on the pitcher not making mistakes.
And the top three seeds in that regional, Litchfield or Carlinville, Litchfield and Gillespie, to me, whichever team makes the least amount of mistakes will win that region.
Yeah, you can roll a dice and pick any one of you that you want. At Metro East Lutheran, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds have put together a terrific season, over 20 wins for the Birds. They are the number one seed. They will get the winner on Wednesday. May 21st, they'll play on Wednesday. They will get the winner of the East Dalton Wood River at Metro East Lutheran game. That'll be the Monday game. And then on Thursday, Roxana takes on Staunton, a matchup between the number 2 and number 3 seeds. And again, you get into this time of year, I like the competition the South Central's played. So Roxana and Staunton ought to be a heck of a ball game. Roxana has been successful here the last year or two. They're a pretty tough team, but Southwestern gets the top seed. And Roxana, I think deservedly so.
Roxana finished tied atop the conference.
Yeah.
Beat Greenville yesterday. Yeah. But guys, we probably should mention, too, the way that the baseball and softball regionals work, the opening round games are not played at the regional site. They are played at the site of the team that has the better seed in the quarterfinal game. So that's why Hillsboro is going to Pittsfield.
Right.
That is the reason there.
That's something that was started several years ago, back when they tried the sectional complex.
Yeah,
remember that, Tim?
Yeah, I do remember that,
Dave. Where they brought together something like 32 teams,
yeah,
and they tried to seed 1 through 32, and it was it was a valiant effort to try to make sure you got the best teams further along in the postseason, but it took away the neighborhood regionals, which I think are very important on the local level to keep interest alive. So
it was something that was a great idea in concept,
right?
But in
reality, it just didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah, and now with travel costs and everything like that, certainly it's something that doesn't work very well. The other two regionals that feed into the Warrensburg Latham sectional, and this is kind of an oddity for our regional teams going to Warrensburg Latham. A lot of times they'll go, south or
to Greenville.
To
perhaps.
Greenville, it's kind of in the neighborhood.
Maybe.
But to go to Warrensburg Latham, the other regionals that feed into Warrensburg Latham, the Williamsville regional, where guess who's number one seed there?
Wait,
the Bullets.
Williamsville.
Hey, Williamsville. Yeah, yeah. So Williamsville will get the winner of the. Actually, there's two opening round games on that Monday. It'll be Tri-City at Porta and Athens at Riverton. Williamsville will get the winner of the Tri-City Porter game. Warrensburg, Lathendam, number 2 seed on Thursday, will get the winner of the Athens-Riverton game. So, and then the fourth regional is where our, the North Mac Panthers head to. They'll be at Pleasant Plains. Plains gets the top seed there. They won't see any action until Wednesday. They'll get the winner of the New Berlin Meridian game. And then Auburn and North Mac will square off on Thursday. Big game there. And the winner will play on Saturday. Greenville will host a sectional. Greenville has, with the exception of last year, I think, held a postseason tournament of some sort for like 15, 20 years in a row or something.
As they should.
Yeah, as they should. But the Comets are playing, let me find them here. They are at the West Glen Regional. Greenville got the number 2 seed behind Carlisle. Carlisle will get the winner of Mater Dei and Bree Central. Greenville will take on West Glen next Thursday on the 22nd. And then the other regionals that feed into Greenville include the Robinson Regional, where T-Town's number 1, the Vandalia Regional, where St. Anthony is number 1, and McLeansboro, Hamilton County.
That's an interesting trick there.
Oh, yeah. White County. Carmine White County is number 1 seed
there.
You guys have been there, done that, right?
So you got them going to Greenville for the sectional, and then Litchfield's going to the Gillespie Regional going to
Warrensburg-Latham. Yeah, how about that?
How sometimes they have, for the March Madness, they'll have, like, the cameras behind the scenes to, like, get an idea of the selection process? I think it'd be interesting if the IHSA allowed, like, some media, like, in the room, so to speak. You know, because you always hear people around, you know, various towns complaining, how could we be going here? How can they send us here? I think it'd be very interesting to get kind of behind the scenes because there's so many logistics. You're trying to play so many schools. Somebody is going to have to travel. That's just the way it works. It would be very cool to see how they work the process and how they get from A to B and wind up where they release the seedings.
Let's look at it a different. Anytime you're talking school consolidation and centralizing a school, somebody's going to have to travel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same thing in a regional tournament. It's basically that setup. Somebody's going to be traveling a little bit further and could possibly be closer to another regional tournament or sectional tournament. That's just the way it is. You can't, you know, everything can't be perfect. And for the most part, they do a pretty good job. You know, I'm not going to argue one way or another on how they do it. It's not an easy job, and I don't want to have to do it.
Well, that's why I think it would be neat to see how they do it.
Yeah.
You know, get behind the curtain and see the process. See.
Well, first and foremost, they go with schools who have applied to host some sort of a tournament, whether it be regional, sectional, super sectional, whatever. You put in for what you wish to host, and I think they try to accommodate the wishes of the member schools so as much as possible. So yeah, it's probably not an easy process, and to think that you go from seating on, you know, 1 week to the actual pairings and the logistics and the times and everything and all that sort of thing to the next week in 1 week, that's pretty impressive when you're talking about 700 schools.
And the expansive nature of the state itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big state from top to bottom. It's north to south. It's a lot. Well, even east west, you've got a lot of travel time. So, in 1A baseball, a lot of our local teams will be feeding into the Blackburn Sectional. Blackburn College, it's been a host for many, many years, and Mike Neal does a great job over there in hosting the sectional. At Morrisonville,
it'll rain that day.
It'll rain. But you know what? We talked about this, Tim, last year. We had rain on that day, and you were at Plains. I was at Blackburn.
I was at Litchfield.
Poured down rain. We played.
Yeah.
They got that thing, and they got the tarp off the field, got it in shape, and I tell you what, these guys have done this, and they do a great job.
Oh, I thought they had no chance to play at Plains.
No, I didn't think we had a chance.
It didn't rain in Litchfield that day.
No, we beat the rain.
You guys beat the rain.
Because the Williamsville pitcher pitched almost a perfect game.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was like 55-minute game.
See, I think I was going to be the first game, and
I think I was the last game.
You were the last game, and you were the second game.
It got flipped.
You were 1, and you were 2, and I was 3, I think, and that's how it worked out. But anyway.
I spent a week in Plains that day.
Yeah. But it's amazing. It's amazing, these guys, the work they put in on this. And if you've never been a guy that's worked on a diamond, when the conditions are good, it's a, you know, hard enough to get right. everything set up. But when you're dealing with Mother Nature, it's even more difficult. A lot of our local teams are at Morrisonville. What a great regional we've got at Morrisonville this year. Nokomis gets the top seed. Mont Olive, number two. Morrisonville, number three. Lincolnwood, four. Bunker Hill, five. These are, let's see, it was Mont Olive and I think Bunker Hill in the championship at Lincolnwood last year in the regional. And Mont Olive made that nice run into the sectional tournament. Nokomis gets the number one seed. They won't see any action till Wednesday. They'll get the winner of the Bunker Hill at Lincolnwood game, which is set for Monday night, a game we'll have on FM 106. Thursday night, Mont Olive will take on Morrisonville, and the winners play on that Saturday. The other regionals that feed into the Carlinville sectional include, I know you're going to be shocked there, Tim, North Greene.
Really?
Yes.
They've got a postseason event?
Marty Rhodes has another postseason event. They get a lot of them.
That is strange.
Marty's a good host, I guess.
That is strange.
And Calhoun gets the number one seed.
He is a good
there.
Host.
He is a good host. He is, yeah.
But they have something every year. Sometimes
they do.
Multiple things.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, if you're a good host, you usually get rewarded.
Well, and it's like you said too, Terry. If you do a good job and you put in every
That's
year,
right.
the
IHS right.
is going to reward you because they know they can rely on you.
That's just it, you know. And not everybody wants to host these things.
No, they don't.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work.
You know, you got to have your buildings open. You got to have your school personnel there.
And the later you go into the postseason in spring, the more likely you are to be out of school.
Oh, that's right.
This
year necessarily.
Not this year necessarily, but most years. So North Greene feeds into that. New Athens, where the Yellow Jackets of New Athens are the number one seed. And at Lebanon, you've got Lebanon, the number one seed, and that all feeds into the Blackburn sectional. One other regional at Jacksonville route, the Pawnee Indians. Terrific season for Pawnee this year. They are the number one seed at Jacksonville route. Edinburgh is number two, route three. Springfield, Lutheran, and Calvary are 4-5. And that's Pawnee, very, very good team. Wouldn't be surprising to see them go very, very deep into the playoffs this year. So that's our 1A and 2A baseball. Ready for softball?
Mm-hmm. Ready for softball. The baseball sounds very exciting.
The baseball sounds very exciting. Gillespie not only gets a baseball regional, the Gillespie High School gets to host a softball regional as well at Welfare Park. And the number one seed, the Litchfield Panthers, who are champions of the South Central Conference, at least 20 wins.
First time ever.
So, terrific season the Panthers have had. They got an opening round bye. They won't play until Tuesday. They will get the winner of the North Mac at Carlinville game, which Dave Jenkins will have on Monday night on FM 106. The game is 4:30. We'll have the broadcast Monday night on FM 106. Wednesday, Gillespie battles Southwestern in a matchup of 2-3 and two teams that know an awful lot about each other.
They've squared off a time or two.
Yeah, just a time or two. Just a time or two.
That Gillespie team's playing really well at the right time.
Mm. That's a slugfest of a softball regional there. Boy, that's, you know, you could. Yeah.
And, you know, softball has become a little more slugfest. When they move the
pitchers play back 3 feet, allow just enough hitting now. That it's certainly a little bit. Now, once you get to, I think, like super sectional state tournament level, you're still dealing with a lot of shutouts. But up until that point, you're dealing with some runs, or at least the ability to score a run or two. So it should be a fun regional at Gillespie at Welfare Park. Feeding into the Litchfield sectional will be that Gillespie regional winner, along with the regional winner from Athens, where Pleasant Plains gets the number one seed, Tri-City, where Meridian gets the number one seed, and Hillsboro regional feeds into the Litchfield sectional. Dupo gets the number one seed at Hillsboro. The Toppers on Monday night will play at Roxana. The Lady Hilltoppers will open up on the road Monday afternoon, and then the winner gets Dupo on Tuesday. Staunton takes on East Dalton Wood River in the matchup of 2-3 on Wednesday into a softball play. So that it will be a good regional tournament as well. And at Vandalia, the Greenville Lady Comets get the top seed. They will play the winner of the Vandalia-Westland game, which is set for Monday, and then Breeze Central and Carlisle play on the Tuesday in the second game. So there's our 2A softball regionals. And in 1A, you know, it was the thing I miss about just two classes. You had basically all of our schools in two regionals,
right.
which really made it a lot of fun.
A lot easier to cover, too.
A lot easier to cover. The logistics were just a lot easier back then. But a lot of our local teams are in the Ramsey Regional for girls softball in 1A. Ocala Valley out of Bethany gets the top seed. Central A&M gets the number two seed. So Central A&M plays Nokomis next Wednesday at 4:30 at Ramsey. The Monday game has Lincolnwood at Ramsey in the play-in game. The winner gets Ocala Valley on Tuesday, and then the championship game set for 11 o'clock on Saturday. They will feed into the Toledo-Cumberland sectional. Toledo. You know where that is?
I have no idea. Been Ohio?
There. No. Toledo. No, I've been there.
I hear of it, but I have no idea where it's at.
Yeah, it's.
I feel it's north.
No. It's in southeastern Illinois.
I feel it's in southeastern Illinois.
There you go. Altamont, Dietrich, and Toledo Cumberland not only hosting a regional, but a sectional as well. So there's our 1A's. There you go.
I thought Toledo was by Champaign. No, that's Tolono.
That's Tolono.
Tolono Unity.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
I have too.
Did football there about 40 years ago.
Let's be honest. 38 years ago. The list of towns in this state you haven't been to is a lot shorter than the one that you have been to.
Probably for broadcasting, you're right, yes. It does take you around.
Yes, it does, and you never know. And this is the time of year where it takes you around. You get into postseason. And I remember...
That's the thing I like about postseason, too, so we get to go.
Well, I remember Rich Stewart saying when he was the football coach at Hillsborough that he loved for his team to be able to travel in the first round, just to be able to get out, see a part of the state that you may never be in again.
Yeah.
So, Stewie,
okay,
get to go to Pittsfield on Monday.
There you go.
Swing by Hannibal while you're there. Yeah. Not that far.
Go see Mark Twain's old hometown.
So, we'll have all of our broadcast schedules posted on the website. I reserve the right to add some games as we move along in the week, so... as the case might be.
Plus, Mother Nature will have her say.
Oh, Mother Nature will be, I don't know.
Looks good right now.
Looks good right now.
But it can change.
Yeah.
It can change.
The fact of the matter is it's warmer weather, and that's what I like. And even if we have to put up with a thunderstorm once in a while, I don't care because it's warm.
Wednesday may be the question because that's the only day they're calling really for rain.
Well, if it gets warm and humid, you'll have a chance for a pop-up thunderstorm. It just happens. Yeah. And traditionally, 3 to 4 o'clock, 3 to 6 o'clock is a good area for a good time area.
Game time.
Yeah, for it to pop up. Because you get enough heat, warming. So.
And David, okay. I don't know if Donnie Downs was the official scorer for the alumni game, but he's saying that was a single and an error.
Oh, was he? I don't think so, because I think I hit it over. I think I hit it over everybody's head.
There you go.
I got the second base.
You probably hit it over Donnie's head.
He may not have been paying attention to the same game.
That sounds about right.
Well, that's possible.
We were playing.
That's extremely possible.
We were playing Nokomis, so I think he was playing in another game.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
Now the truth comes. Hey, we've got some track information. Do we need to get another break in, or are we okay?
No, we're fine.
We're good. The Staunton Track Sectional for Girls Class 1A held on Thursday, advancing to the state track meet next Thursday in the long jump. By the way, Gillespie won the team competition, so congratulations to the minors. They won with 99 points. Carnville and Vandalia finished second with 66. Advancing as individuals, Kaylee Morris from Gillespie in the long jump, Katie Denby from Carlinville in the pole vault, Kaylee Morris, Ellie Neiman from Gillespie and Litchfield, respectively, in the high jump, Megan Staten from Carlinville in the shot put. Megan will also be competing in the discus along with Lindsay Gibson from Gillespie, Kaylee Morris in the triple jump from Gillespie, Lauren Jenkins from Southwestern in the 100-meter dash. She's also in the 400-meter dash. 800-meter run, J.C. Roper from Carlinville, Leah Viano, Colleen Madden from Carlinville in the 1600, the same two in the 3200, Amanda Schmidt from Gillespie in the 100-meter high hurdles, and the 300 low hurdles, Tatum Rosentreter and Amanda Schmidt from Gillespie, and the relay teams, 4x100 relay team from Hillsborough, 4x200 from Hillsborough and Southwestern, 4x400 from Gillespie and Southwestern, and the 4x800 meter relay team from Litchfield. So congratulations to them. And I do have a list in here for junior high kids. And I don't know what I did with it.
I just get tired of even read track stuff. Makes me tired.
The IESA State Track and Field Meet continues today. Actually wraps up later this afternoon. Just a few events were wrapped up yesterday. So a lot of the kids are still competing. But yesterday in the finals, in the discus competition in girls 7th grade, Jenna Subic from Mount Olive finished 33rd. Emily Senyon from Mount Olive finished 30th in the 400-meter dash. In girls 8th grade competition, Mallory Schwegel from Bunker Hill finished 72nd in the long jump. And in the boys 8th grade competition, DeAndre Holloway from Bunker Hill finished 19th in the long jump. So a lot of semifinals still going on today at the IESA, and we'll have some winners for you Monday. So
And we got to remember when we read the places in the state tournament, it's the state tournament.
Oh, it's state tournament.
So you've like got 19th out of all the other people.
Even
72nd.
You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids.
You beat a lot of people to get there.
Yeah, that's it's yeah.
You got to crush a lot of dreams to finish 19th, man.
And if you ever been to Eastside Center, that's a great facility there in East Peoria. It's a great place to host. They do the state softball tournament there, IESA state baseball and softball tournaments there, track. So it's good, great facility. So nice place.
Let's talk about how other states try to mirror what the IHSA does. Are other states doing these types of things at the junior high level, I wonder?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. And of course, in Illinois, there are three or four different junior high organizations serving different parts of the state. Some folks may not realize that, where the IHSA is basically can entail the whole state. Some of the junior high and the middle school organizations kind of have chunks of the state that they deal with. But still, the fact of the matter is they're dealing with it and, you know, and offering an opportunity for kids to compete and that sort of thing. So.
Very cool.
And it doesn't make any difference, you know, and we've had successful teams in the junior high level. Kids are just as excited. Parents are just as excited. Towns are just as excited if teams win at the junior high level as they are at the high school level. So
that's exactly right.
You know, it's a lot of fun. So, and not everybody gets a chance to do it.
No.
It's a great memory that, you know, 25 years down the line or 50 years down the line, you look back at, I remember.
Well, we went to state in basketball my eighth grade year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still remember that day. And we got, like, the old police escort, you know, out of town. It's just cool.
Sure, sure. For a day, you get to be special.
That's right.
You know, and compete with, and again, you see teams that you normally don't get to see, which is kind of an interesting way of looking at it.
Yes, it is.
So
we need to get to a break. We'll come back. We'll run down the broadcast schedule for regionals. We'll talk a little Cardinal baseball as well. We'll have them coming up for you today at 12:20 on AM 1540. The Redbirds appear to have found their stride for now.
For one game, anyway.
Well, I think the last couple weeks, I think they've been playing
better. They've been playing better. Yeah.
Slowly but surely. Turns out Major League Baseball, long season.
Yeah.
They play like 6 months. Did you know that? They play like every day for 6 months. Did you know this?
I've said for years, just wait till it gets hot.
Right. Yep.
When the weather warms up, Cardinals generally warm up. So.
All right.
A lot of teams do. So.
Need a break. We're back with more Sports Saturday after this.
Right now, get all the furniture you want, all the furniture you need, and pay no interest for 48 months. That's 4 full years interest-free. And it's happening at Short Furniture in downtown Litchfield. Get items like the extra-thick Dayton Eurotop mattress, the Lazy Boy rocker recliner in various colors, and much, much more. Just stop by the store for more details. Visit Short Furniture and Decorating Center in downtown Litchfield today, and pay no interest for 4 full years. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4, close Sunday to be with family.
Auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement. Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:43, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. It will be a little warmer. Expect a high of around 60. For tonight, mostly clear. We'll have a low in the low 40s. Heading into tomorrow, mostly clear skies. Expect a low of around 40 degrees. Expect a high Sunday in the upper 60s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer. There is a slight chance for rain on Wednesday. Highs will be in the low 80s. The lows will be in the low 60s. At 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 53 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Comus. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Listen for high school baseball and softball broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, West End Food Mart in Raymond, Quality Flooring 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16, quality you can stand on, Fleming Tall Fall and Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, and by Nokomis Tire and Auto. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
And at 9:45, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. It looks like it's going to be a good week of weather coming up beginning on Monday, and that is good for everyone involved in the regional tournaments for baseball and softball. And Terry, we got lots of broadcasts coming up.
Grab your paper and pencils. We are going to have a quiz at the end of the program, folks. So here we go. Monday, May 19th on AM 1540, we will have the 2A regional tournament game from Pittsfield as the Saukies host the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, 4:20 with the pregame. We will stream it online at WSMIRadio.com. And then Monday evening on FM 106, we'll have the broadcast of the Bunker Hill at Lincolnwood baseball game. That broadcast will come up about 6:30 Monday evening. We'll follow that immediately with the North Mac Carlinville softball game as part of the 2A Gillespie Regional. And again, all these games are going to be streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. Tuesday, we have softball from Gillespie as Litchfield will take on the winner of that North Mac Carlinville game. That'll be live at 4:20 on AM 1540. Wednesday, a full afternoon and evening of baseball and softball again. We will start off with more softball from the Gillespie Regional on AM 1540 as Dave Jenkins will have the call of the Gillespie Southwestern game. And then that evening, we will have Gillespie and Morrisonville Regional Baseball Tournament broadcasts. At 6:30, the Carlinville Cavaliers will take on Hillsboro or Pittsfield, the winner of that Monday game. We'll have the broadcast for you at 6:30. That'll be a 4:30 game in the afternoon. We'll have the broadcast at 6:30. And then right after that, Nokomis will take on the winner of the Lincolnwood Bunker Hill game, and we'll have that broadcast somewhere around 8:30 or so on Wednesday evening. Thursday, more softball, or baseball rather, baseball doubleheader. From the Gillespie Baseball Regional, Litchfield takes on Gillespie at 4:20. Tim and Carl will have the call there, and then I'll have the Mono at Morrisonville broadcast for you about 6:30 on Thursday evening on FM 106. And then Saturday, well, we'll just wait and see what we have.
Could be a lot going on.
Could be a lot going on, but that's a fun time.
Yes,
fun.
It is.
This is a fun time.
The regional championships are 11 o'clock first pitches, correct?
Regional championships, most of them are 11. Not all of them are 11. Okay. Some are noon and a couple of them 1 o'clock. So the softball ones are 11. Most all the softball ones are 11 o'clock. So, but that's a week away, and who knows? We may be only playing semifinals next Saturday with Mother Nature the way it is. It's a distinct possibility.
It has happened before, hasn't it?
Hey, as long as – well, Angela from our farm department said it was snowing in DeKalb yesterday.
Yep, it was. Chicago got snow.
That's a scary thought.
Isn't it?
Well, Prangle walked out this morning and checked the rain gauge, and there was frost out there. So,
chilly.
It's the 17th of May.
I had to turn my heat on the other day.
Yeah.
We did too.
Yeah, I made the decision, you know what? I am not going to even remotely be cold in my house in the middle of May. Not going to do it.
Well, I walked in this morning and the heat was on here at the radio station about 90 degrees. Oh. And I don't think it was 90, but it seemed like it was 90. So I said, well, we're going to have to turn this down because the hot air is arriving.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, we have a full week of high school baseball and softball, and again, more games may be added as we can make it happen. So
big weekend of Cardinal baseball in AM 1540s. Yeah. We'll have the Birds on the radio today and tomorrow at 12:20 both days, hosting the Braves. Got the win last night, and probably maybe their best game of the year, just all around.
Second 3-game winning streak they've had all season. How about that?
That's good.
The thing it got last night, of course, they hit a lot better, Lance Lynn pitched in and out of trouble.
Shocking.
Which he will go on the DL because apparently his ankle was swelling up after the game.
Oh, really?
So, he got nailed.
I'm not saying he's officially going on the DL. I'm just saying for the Cardinals medical staff's sake, he'll be on the DL.
Yeah. He was a little gimpy there for a while.
It actually kind of helped him in that game.
Well, you know.
Seemed to, anyway.
I'm wondering, did it help him refocus? You know, we've heard of athletes who have not been feeling well or have had an injury, and sometimes it helps him refocus. I'm not saying that's what it was, but maybe it did.
I always think of the movie Tin Cup in these types of situations. Whenever it can, that's a great movie. But
I'm not a big Kevin Costner fan, but Kevin Costner was good, and especially Rene Russo.
Yes, I mean if you haven't seen the movie, check it out. You'll get several laughs out of it.
And Cheech Marin.
Oh. It's a hooded four iron, Pod. Yeah. You got this shot. But he's a golf pro who ends up in the U.S. Open, but he gets the shanks right as the U.S. Open approaches. So he's on the driving range with all the golf pros, you know, everyone watching, and he's shanking it.
Yeah.
Just hitting chili peppers. And he can't figure out what's going on. So his caddy, Cheech, has him like tie a double knot in his left shoe, turn his visor around, like put all his change in his other pocket, and he just stripes it right down the middle. Well, what happened? You were thinking too much. Your brain was in the way. And you just wonder sometimes if with a guy like Lance Lynn, a Colton Wong, you think too much. You put too much pressure on yourself. And when you do that, you're not at optimal performance.
You know, it's always sort of an oxymoron because you have to be smart, but you can't think.
Right.
You have to react.
Like wouldn't. Be quick. Don't hurry.
Yeah. And that's how sports kind of messes with your mind sometimes. And I think what you point out is probably true, Tim. I think that just didn't think about it.
Well, what Kevin Costner says is, your brain got in the way. Well, that's never been the case before. But, you know, if you're thinking out there, and Lance Lynn, when you get drilled on the ankle, guess what? Now my ankle hurts. You're not thinking.
Yeah.
You're just pitching.
That's right.
It's like when your ankle hurts and you get hit on the elbow. Well, now you're not thinking about your ankle.
Somebody ought to hit him in the shin before every game.
Maybe. Maybe that's the key. Yeah.
The thing that got
Gosh, Dave, don't say that.
A little simple assault before each start.
The Tanya Harding thing, you know.
Maybe a little less violent than that.
Yeah. That was an interesting 30 for 30. The price for gold.
It can't possibly be interesting with Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
It was interesting.
I'm sorry, Tobin. It can't possibly, be interesting.
Terry, there are different types of interesting.
Yeah, well.
Tanya Harding, on some level, is interesting just because she's so stupid and has such a big mouth.
Exactly.
That in and of itself can be interesting.
Okay.
What will she say next?
I'll give you that.
The only thing I question about last night's game is I think Martinez should have closed it out at night. You had Rosenthal that pitched, almost two innings the night before to get the save.
I thought about that, too, especially since Martinez pitched the eighth on four pitches.
Well, that's becoming a bit of a concern. Kind of one of the developing storylines for the Cardinals is what could be described as the overuse of Martinez and Rosenthal. And you could throw Segrist into that mix.
You know who's back in St. Louis this weekend?
Mott.
And that's big.
He's close to activation is what
they're saying. Garcia's pitching tomorrow.
Yep.
Jaime Garcia's back.
For one start, at least.
For at least a one start. But that means people are being sent out.
That's right.
It's going to be a different look to this Cardinal team.
If Jaime could actually stay healthy and give them every fifth day the rest of the way, what a dynamic that adds to the club.
I guess his pitchers were just dancing.
When he's right, he can't throw a straight pitch.
Yeah.
Well, they
which
say
is a great thing.
They say you don't lose your job to an injury, but Joe Kelly may well have lost his.
Yeah, that might be the case.
Well, but Joe Kelly will be back.
In the bullpen.
And, you know, come August.
No, that's right.
Somebody's going to go down and, there's Joe Kelly. He steps up, and you know what? He'll throw six innings of shutout baseball.
And that's what's made the Cardinals so good for so long is the ability of guys to step up and do their job. And we talked about this before the season started with the Cardinals basically being the odds-on favorite. You knew it wasn't going to be smooth.
Oh, no.
They have not really played good baseball here to start the year. But look, they're above 500. I mean, the way they've played, they're only five games out of first place.
Yeah.
I mean, the Brewers had a chance to really put serious distance between themselves and the Cardinals, and they didn't do it. And now the Cardinals got a lot of home games coming up. They've been on the road an astronomical period of time.
Yeah, and David Ardsma, the player that they signed to a minor league contract, could have opted out a couple days ago. Decided to stick with the.
Did he really?
Yeah, decided to stay in Memphis. So
he'll be up at some point. At some point, he'll throw a big inning.
He'll help the bullpen.
Well, he's got some major league experience. So
former closer.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
Yeah,
baseball is such a long season and and I know Cardinal fans, myself included, get frustrated with how they look. But
you get caught up in the day-to-day.
But yeah. But when you take a step back and you say, you know, this is how they've been the last several years. And a lot of baseball teams are that way early on. It's really once you hit June. You get to Memorial Day, that's one of those benchmark dates. You're going, okay, how are they playing once June starts?
No matter the sport, no matter the level, you don't want to play your best ball at the start of the year. A college basketball team doesn't want to hit their stride in December. You know, a high school baseball team doesn't want to hit their stride at the beginning of April.
Right.
Yeah. You want to be playing your best during the postseason.
Sure.
And the Cardinals seem to have a way to find their groove as the season goes on.
And we talk oftentimes about how teams in other sports are built for the regular season versus the postseason. Cardinals are grinders. You know, they grind it out. They're in for the long haul, and that long haul does include postseason.
Always does.
You know, that's just the way they are constructed at this point.
Well, and their offensive situation is about to get really interesting in the next month or so because Matt Adams is starting to cool down. And the Cardinals have already made it clear that they're not going to call up Oscar Tavares for a stint. They're going to call up Oscar Tavares
to stay.
And Alan Craig is starting to heat up. And it's barely possible that Matt
Adams... No, it's very likely that Adams is going to be out of a job.
Yeah, Matt Adams is not going to be a Cardinal beyond the July 31st trade deadline. So.
Well, and the fact is, somebody is going to get traded, whether it's a pitcher or a position player. When you've got the type, they've got too much talent. You can't have too much talent, but yet you can have too much talent because you can't play them all. You just got to hope that you trade the right guy.
No matter how many talented people you have on a ball club, you still have needs.
Right.
Right.
And when you have a lot of talented people, that allows you to go get what you need.
Trade for what? Second baseman? Shortstop?
I don't know. It'll depend on what the need is at the time.
If Wong is back and Wong stays, and apparently they're going to let him stay and let him work himself into a full-time position here, you know, shortstop still might be
question. That's very possible.
Potentially, but, I mean, they got that for how long-term a shortstop? I don't think so because I think Peralta, they got him signed up for 4 years, and I think they're planning on that Diaz kid that they signed, young Cuban.
It could also be a veteran starting pitcher. I know they have depth in starting pitching, but with Lance Lynn, he's got an ankle injury right now, although he may pitch. Joe Kelly's got a slight tear in his hamstring. We don't know what Jaime's going to give us when he comes back. Shelby doesn't look right.
You can never have too much starting pitching.
Exactly.
No, you never can. You never can. Yeah.
And another nice trade piece they have down the system, Randall Grichuk, who saw a brief stint in the majors, has played 7 games since being demoted. He's hitting .464 with 5 home runs and 9 RBIs.
I don't think they're trading him.
No.
He's keeper.
Mosey didn't go through all the trouble of fleecing him from the Angels and turn around and trade him.
Yeah.
I think they're keeping him.
5 home runs in 7 games.
I think he's the center fielder of the
future. Don't you think Major League Baseball teams are going, oh, God, the Cardinals are calling. We cannot come out ahead on a trade with these guys.
Right. But they have to take the call because they got so much talent.
They do.
Well,
they've got players. They've got to take the call.
They've got something that can help you, but you know you're going to end up getting screwed, you know, no matter what you do, because you're going to have to give up talent to get talent. Well, and the Cardinals always come out ahead.
That's why you listen to the call and see who they're going to name, because it means you need to keep that player probably because he's going to turn into something special.
Yeah.
The best thing about GM interaction, Moneyball. When Billy Daniels comes.
But that's Hollywood.
Come on, Rincon's on that's the shelf. You don't need it.
That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood.
Well, I know, but I mean.
But it's Hollywood. And, you know, you forget that at the time, Oakland had 3 great starting pitchers.
That's the one thing they forgot to mention.
It wasn't about the guys that hit .238 but hit well with runners and scoring. It was, you know, they won on pitching.
No.
And that's the name of the game in baseball. So
they had what, Zito?
Zito, Mulder, Hudson.
In the year or the era, I guess, of sabermetrics, Johnny Cueto is actually doing something beyond sabermetrics. Yeah. Like talking about like in 100 years, you haven't done what he's doing this year. Striking guys out, the complete game, the ERA is astronomical.
He's healthy.
Yeah, Cueto's your Cy Young right now.
Yeah.
Run away.
Yeah.
So. Will he stay healthy, though?
That's been the problem. History tells you no.
Right.
Tells you he will not stay healthy.
That's right, but I mean, every pitcher, even with injury history, is bound to put 1 year together where they'll finish.
I would think so.
He hasn't done it yet in his career, so.
Well, wasn't he healthy? Yeah, he was healthy that 1 year, and then got hurt in the first game of the playoffs.
Oh yeah, that was 2012. Yeah.
I think he was good that whole year.
Yeah, and then he pitched an inning
Something like that.
No, he didn't. I don't think he
Got out of the first inning, did he?
No, I think he may not even know if he pitched. He may have gotten hurt in
warm-ups. He pitched and got hurt.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Matt Latos, the game two starter, had to pitch.
Yeah. Ah, the poor Reds. Hey, we got the Cardinals.
We're going to have to reserve some time for that discussion.
Yeah, that's a different discussion for a different day. Redbirds on AM 1540 this afternoon, 12:20. For our regional broadcast schedule next week, head to the website, WSMIRadio.com. Again, congratulations to Tobin Ott for doing what he did, raising the money. Thanks to all the people who donated the money for the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group. For Tobin Ott, Terry Tope, David Jenkins, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.